Hey folks, thanks for stopping by. I'm Ian Dowling and this is the Thinking Out Loud podcast where I'll be sharing ideas, thoughts, stories, anything that I feel has been important in my life, anything that I feel has maybe inspired me in life, or anything that I feel can inspire you to do the things that you love doing or to help find passions in life. So thank you again and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey everyone, Ian Dowling here. Hope you're having an awesome week. So today I'm going to talk about, I don't know what it's called or how to name it, I suppose, but I'll talk around a couple of things. Massive action, baby steps, and how our thoughts and perceptions around these things can really affect what we actually achieve. You know, like I, you know, really believe 100% in taking massive action, and I believe in having a massive dream, massive vision. And one thing I've found myself, you know, when I've had repeated failures in different areas, is often that I was expecting massive change. And I think it's something that I'd like to, I don't know, maybe clear up or shine a little bit of light on maybe, but I think there needs to be some light shone on the difference between massive action and massive change, because I think I was caught in the illusion for, I suppose, a number of years that, you know, taking massive action resulted in this instant massive change. And then I wouldn't experience this instant massive change. And so I would give up or quit and start something new. And it wasn't due to laziness. Like, I don't think I've ever been a lazy person. And to be honest, I don't actually think laziness really exists. Maybe it does, but I think maybe, you know, laziness, maybe really what it is just that a lot of people haven't tried enough things to find something that lights a spark inside them. And, you know, maybe they didn't get encouraged to try new things when they were young, or maybe they didn't realize that it is possible to just keep trying new things. And so, you know, that spark never gets lit from an early age, and they don't know what it feels like to have the spark lit. So then they don't chase it. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what laziness is. Like, I know for myself, I was just constantly trying new things as a kid, and I was probably lucky that, you know, I lived in a time in Ireland where, you know, I had a lot of freedom to try new things. And luckily for me, and you know, it definitely is luck, because luckily for me, my spark gets lit when I'm, you know, in nature or running around, or when I was climbing trees, or when I was, you know, at the beach or in the ocean, all these things that didn't really cost any money. And there are things that I could just do by myself and figure out by myself. But maybe if I was naturally inclined to enjoy, I don't know, like computers or something like that, maybe I would have been a lazy person, because I didn't have computers as a very young kid because I had no interest in them. Maybe I wouldn't have had the opportunity to light my own spark, and maybe I would have been a lazy person. So, you know, there's so much that goes into these things, but really what I want to focus on today is that I think there's a difference between taking massive action and having massive change in our life. And I want to use the analogy of, you know, a big oak tree, and you've probably heard it before. It's not something I'm making up. It's something that I've heard many, many times. But you know, if we're to watch a big tree all day, every day for 10 years, we're not going to see any change if we're looking at it up close. But yet the tree has grown massively and it's become this mature tree with new branches and leaves and twigs and everything. But if we're looking at it up close, we don't see this change happening in a big way. You know, it's only when we look from a distance, or, you know, look back on time, and then we see this massive change. But if we are someone who's growing the tree, like maybe we're a landscaper or whatever, or just, you know, growing a tree in our garden, we indeed will take action. It might not be massive action, but we'll plant the seeds and we'll water the tree and all this sort of thing. But the change seems minuscule. And it's the same with exercise. You know, I love running and I love endurance sports. And, you know, I'm completely different. I've got a completely different fitness level and strength level than I did a couple of years ago. And it's a massive change. But on a day-to-day basis, we don't really feel like we get fitter each day. In fact, we just feel like we get tireder. We feel like we get broken down. But over time, the change is massive. And I think I was always looking for this massive change, this instant change. And it's, you know, it's probably quite similar to, you know, people that want this Insta fame or whatever. You know, people want to be famous now. People want to have everything now. It's, I guess it's probably partly the reason why there's these, you know, housing crisis with the finance bubble and this type of thing, because everyone wants everything now. And for me, it was a bit of a light bulb because, you know, I've always been, I guess, pretty disciplined when it comes to running and exercise and these types of things. And I'm happy to follow the process of, you know, small incremental change. Doesn't mean I've been satisfied with it, but I'm happy to continue with this small process every day. But yet in other areas of my life, like with things like career and money and that, I was always thinking there was going to be something that just went bang, some instant change overnight, like winning the lotto or whatever. And I think it was really important for me now to realize that, you know, it's important to take massive action, but massive action does not create instant massive change. Massive action and, you know, compounding action and, you know, persevering and just consistent action creates massive change, but over time. And I don't think it matters whether you believe in the law of attraction and, you know, and a very spiritual person, or whether you're a scientific, methodical person. I don't think it matters, because even if you're someone who completely 100% wholeheartedly believes in the law of attraction and manifesting in a spiritual world, I think we still have to allow time for the physical world to manifest, because our brain, our mind, our ego, it still works on this limited platform where we, you know, we see and we experience the world one word at a time, one picture at a time. So even if, you know, you only believe and your all your experience your whole life has always been that you attract and manifest your life physically, financially, in a spiritual world with the law of attraction, if this is your sole belief and you 100% know this, it still takes time to manifest big change, because although we are creating it spiritually instantly, our brain, our mind, our ego, whatever way you want to look at it, sees the world in this slow linear form, just like watching a movie or reading a book. You cannot read a book by just, you know, eating the whole book, absorbing the whole book. It's line by line, picture by picture. And, you know, we see our thoughts one picture at a time, one word at a time. So even if, you know, I obviously don't understand it all, but maybe even if the whole world has manifested in one instant, we still have to process it one word at a time, one picture at a time. Just like how you can have a book with 1,000 pages sitting on your bedside table, and you have that book is manifested, that story's already been created, but for it to play out in your mind, you've got to read it line by line, word by word. And life, we see life in a linear form like this. And I think that's why there's such an importance to have a broader view of life, whether it's, you know, a mixture of looking at things from a spiritual nature, and also maybe, I don't know what you want to call it, like a physical or a scientific nature. Sometimes it's beneficial to listen to people who are purely talking from a spiritual energy point of view, and then other people who are talking about life from a scientific way, because it it benefits us a lot to see all the different views, because even if something makes 100% sense to you, it's good to see another person's point of view. It might, you know, give another little piece to the jigsaw, even if that person's beliefs in life don't actually match your own. There might be a little piece in the jigsaw that they can offer. There's a lot of people I listen to speaking in audiobooks and such that, you know, I might not believe their main views on life, but there's little pictures to the puzzle of life that I take from everything they write or, you know, speak in their podcast. But this thing of wanting massive change, it can be disheartening, and it can prevent us from having massive change in our life, because massive change happens over time, and when we expect it to happen instantly, we can jump from one thing to the other, and that's the sole thing that stops us from actually achieving that instant change. You know, it's like planting an oak tree and, you know, every couple of weeks ripping it out of the soil and planting it somewhere else because it's not happening. And you're never going to end up with an oak tree. And it's the same thing with fitness. You know, a lot of people go hard out for a week or two and don't see the results and stop, and then go back in another week. And if you look at the whole year, they might have spent a lot of time working out and going hard, maybe even working harder than a lot of people who do it consistently. But because that consistency is not there, the massive change never happens. And I guess that the main thing I want you to take away today is that it's not spiritual nature versus, you know, physical beliefs or whatever, but it's a mixture of the two, because we are a spiritual being and we are in a physical body. And, you know, we're in this physical world, which limits our manifestation, if you want to call it that. Not because manifestation can't occur that fast, but because our ability to process it in a physical form takes time. The way we process with our brain, the way we see it, the way we experience it. But over time, the change is massive. And I guess consistency is the thing I want you to take away. And I guess that's why it's so important to enjoy the process of something, because if we're just looking for that result, it's going to take a long time. But the real magic is in that process, in those small actions or those big actions. But it's the actions where the enjoyment is, not in the result. Because, you know, if we're just looking for the result, we're going to be disappointed, because we're going to get this little moment of pleasure, but, you know, it's going to be very, very short-lived. So I really just want to, you know, leave that as the final message, that big action is obviously so important and I believe in it a lot, but big action and big instant change are different things, and we shouldn't expect massive change because we're putting in massive action. And, you know, because there is so many inspiring people out to talk about taking massive action to change our life, we expect things to change instantly as well. And I think that's a misconception, and we should understand this so that we're not disappointed and we don't give up. You know, even the most successful people in the world, and even the most spiritual people in the world, spiritual teachers like Eckhart Tolle and, you know, Sadhguru and all these people who probably understand spiritual manifestation more than most of us, for them it still took time. Like Eckhart Tolle had an idea for his first book and he wrote it down, but he didn't actually start writing the book for a year or two after that. So, you know, the manifestation takes time, even when you are someone enlightened like Eckhart Tolle or one of these people. And it can allow us to be a lot more happy when we know this, because then when things are taking time, we can know that this is just the way it is. This is just part of being a human. It's not that we're a failure, it's just we're a human, and that's just the way it is. And it can allow us so much more freedom in the way we think and feel every day. So I'd love to, you know, if you have any messages or any comments or any questions, I'd love to hear them. I'd love to answer them. I'd love to help in any way that I can. You know, maybe there's something that I've experienced that could help you, or vice versa. So feel free to reach out anytime. Shoot me a message, email, comment. And I'll look forward to talking to you again soon. So bye for now. Thanks for listening.